regular French people go to the grocery store. Regular grocery store, not a market, to buy regular everyday groceries. And we come around and we see some vegetables. Today I want to make a curried vegetable kind of pot pie. It says the cauliflower is $2.65 each, but they really vary in size, so I'm going to take a bigger one. Maybe this one? Yeah, that one. You can't see. That one. What would you put with the curried vegetables? Cauliflower, onion, potato. Onion I take and I measure and I take and I put in a bag and I weigh it. Tear off the bag. These are biodegradable bags. And weigh them. 96 cents for two big ones. That's pretty good. I think I'm going to put potatoes in here. Well, you know what? It's about experimentation. There are apparently 30 different kinds of potatoes being made, being grown here, and all we get in the grocery store is three or four. That might be the same where you live. I'm going to get big ones that are easy to peel and then chop up. What I would really like is a parsnip, which they don't generally have. Should I make a list for you of the things that are not available? Because, you know, you looked at my last one, you saw the market stuff, and you thought, oh, it looks so lovely. Let me tell you what you can't get. You can't get parsnip. You can't get corn on the cob. Very rarely. You can't get raw beets, except for very rarely. Blueberries are freakishly expensive. Brussels sprouts, unless they're in season. So now we have cauliflower and potato for the pie, and onion. I have some zucchini at home, which will add some liquid if I grate it up. For my recipe, I cheat and don't make a fancy white sauce. I just use creme fraiche, which is, you know, like sour cream, but cheap, cheap, cheap. This big container is $1.24. And I heat that up with the onions and then add some Madras curry powder, you know, the regular yellow curry powder that you buy in the grocery store, and mango chutney. Now, try to find mango chutney in a French grocery store, good luck to you. There is, though, lots and lots and lots of prepared food. You may be surprised, but the French go way in for prepared stuff in search of mango chutney, which I know they won't have in the foreign food section. Because, you know, mango is foreign. Well, chutney is. Certainly a spiced jam would be foreign. In the foreign food section, we have peanut butter.
When we go by the tea.
Can you hear an Anglophone here in this section? Peanut butter. What else is foreign-y? This is foreign food. Peanut butter, coconut milk, soy sauce, ramen noodles, beans in a can like Heinz beans with the tomato sauce, Dr. Pepper. Shortbread imported from Scotland. Maple syrup is here in foreign food. Now, what am I trying to find? Oh, yeah. Mango chutney. No luck. Oh, sauce a la mangue. Mango sauce. I bet that's it. I think that's it. Well, it might be close anyway. All right, take that. One other thing I wanted to show you was that in France, the eggs are stored at room temperature. Part of it is because they are not washed the same way as they are in North America. And I guess when they're washed, it takes off some kind of coating that lets you store them. I don't really get it. What it means is that we can keep our eggs here at room temperature, but it also means that sometimes they have feathers on them because they're not washed. So this is I'm going to take a picture of a shelf with enough context that you can see it's just beside the milk, and you'll see that it's not refrigerated. Well, it's beside the UHT milk, you know, the milk that doesn't need refrigeration either. I'm now walking to the cash register. There are self-serve cash registers that only work about 50%, but I seem to torture myself. And for me, cooking is therapeutic. It's relaxing. doesn't stress me out. It's a thing that I can do that changes my state. You probably have one of those things. The point of this is to put together a new recipe, to try something new, to take something out that's not necessary and put other things in. It sounds like sobriety, doesn't it? It's to try something new within the context of what I already understand. Just change one variable, then change two variables,